Tours of duty for some 20,000 U.S. military reservists have been extended to a full year. Some will be staying in Iraq months longer than they had planned. The change requires a juggling act from employers in the U.S. who are filling the reservists' civilian jobs while they're away. Courtney Wheeler is a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel who's now an ombudsman and troubleshooter for the Guard and Reserve's Employer Support Group. He says by law, reservists have three basic rights when they come home.
Reservists have a right to be able to go on military duty when necessary without interference. They have a right to return to their employment after that reserve duty is completed, you know, provided in general terms they have not exceeded 5 years absence from their employer for military service. They're entitled to return to their employer in a position or in an employment state which would treat them as if they had never left for military service. So if they would have been promoted or they would have received pay raises or would have been assigned to new training or a new department, you know, during the time they were absent, they are entitled to those increases, promotions, or training when they return.
It would seem that this conflict in particular presents real challenges both for reservists and their employers. The deployments are longer, and this extended absence comes at a time where most employers are really struggling with all kinds of fiscal pressures because of the shaky economy right now.
Certainly the economic conditions in the general business community today do present some pressures on employers. In terms of the extensive use of Guard and Reserve, clearly it has increased markedly with Afghanistan and Iraq, but the extensive use of Guard and Reserves on extended call-ups actually began approximately 7 or 8 years ago when the United States became involved in Bosnia. Of course, now, following 9/11 and the use of Guard and Reserve troops both in the United States as well as abroad, has truly strained employers in meeting their business obligations while at the same time ensuring the rights of guardsmen and reservists.
Now, as an ombudsman, you're the go-between. You work with reservists and help them when they're coming back to make sure that those jobs are there waiting for them. But you see the strain in the numbers. The number of complaints is on the rise. So it seems like employers really are having a hard time keeping these jobs open for the reservists when they return.
Well, as an ombudsman, I represent neither the employer nor the reservist, but I assist both in trying to work through issues that come up. In terms of the number of complaints that are on a rise, I think that's relative only to the large number of people who have been called to duty. I had expected that there would probably be many more calls, either from employers or reservists, than I have actually received. The employers do have difficulties to some degree because of the constant extensions of active duty.
And we see that again today with the president now letting us know that the reservists are likely to be spending more time in Iraq.
Well, part of the nature of the military duty is, in fact, that military duty at times does call for people to be extended. And employers generally understand this. This, of course, puts a strain on employers, as it does when the employee actually has to leave. You know, general manufacturing jobs, you know, general employment type work, you know, is much easier for the employer to fill. It is the executive or manager, sales individual, that creates special problems for the employer.
Mr. Wheeler, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Courtney Wheeler is a retired lieutenant colonel with the Army. He now works as an attorney, and he volunteers as an ombudsman for the Employer Support Group for the Guard and Reserve.